In Argentina, a symbol of one of Latin America's most brutal dictatorships is to be transformed into a museum of remembrance. 28 years ago, a coup ushered in 7 years of military rule in Argentina. As many as 30,000 people were killed during that period, many of them at a naval training base known as the Auschwitz of Argentina. That base was the worst of hundreds of detention centers created by the military rulers. Yesterday, thousands of people gathered to hear the official announcement that the Navy base will be transformed into Argentina's first museum of memory. From Buenos Aires, Brian Burns reports.
Raquel Robles was just 4 years old when her parents were taken away by the military, shortly after the 1976 coup that put the Argentine armed forces into power. In the 28 years since then, Robles has been looking for answers and demanding justice. On Wednesday, she joined thousands of other Argentines to inaugurate the country's first memorial to the victims of the dirty war.
We want a place where everybody can see who were our fathers and mothers, not just the place where they died.
At least 5,000 people were interrogated and tortured behind the whitewashed walls of the naval training camp known as ESMA. Most of them were never seen again, many thrown from military planes into the frigid South Atlantic. Plans for the museum have not been finalized, and yesterday's ceremony allowed the public to enter the building for the very first time. Some relatives of the victims apparently couldn't contain their anguish, spray-painting the words murderers and assassins on the walls and pounding lockers. Among those attending the event was Heidi Velasco de Diaz, whose 24-year-old son Ricardo disappeared in 1976. She believes her work as a member of the human rights group, the Mothers of the Plaza de Mayo, will help prevent history from ever repeating itself.
We have to be here for the world to see what happened to us, because we don't want to lose any more Argentine children. We never, never want what happened to us to happen to anyone again.
President Néstor Kirchner, who himself was briefly detained during the dictatorship, presided over the ceremonies where he asked for the country's forgiveness. As President of Argentina, I come here to ask your forgiveness on behalf of the nation for the shame of our silence during the past 20 years of democracy. The memorial is the latest move that has helped the country confront its bloody past. The Supreme Court is soon expected to overrule long-standing amnesty laws, and last week a federal judge tossed out presidential pardons granted by former President Carlos Menem. Michael Soltis of the Buenos Aires Herald newspaper says President Kirchner is on a personal crusade.
I mean, it could have happened at any time in the 28 years. I think it's happening now because he feels very strongly about this. He was part of that generation of people who were students in the 70s. And although he didn't suffer so much himself, a lot of people of his generation did suffer.
Gino DiNardo is still suffering. Wearing a black and white photo of her husband Felix around her neck, she speaks of wanting closure.
We want justice, nothing more. We never ask for revenge. We never kill anybody. We want to know why they killed them and where they are, so we can bury them.
Raquel Robles is not certain what kind of memorial museum will be erected here.
There is a lot of people that really don't know what happened, so it's important. A place to remember.
But she says educating others about Argentina's brutal past should be its top priority. For NPR News, I'm Brian Burns in Buenos Aires.